You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. And if you go into that content, you are going to find something that is really cool. It's a video of Ray Farmer, the assistant GM of the Browns, watching yesterday's North practice right here at Ladd Peebles Stadium. And that's where we're broadcasting from Mobile, from the site of Saturday's Senior Bowl. We're here at the Headquarters Hotel, the Renaissance Hotel, and Ray sat down with Dustin Fox to watch practice, and it's a good kind of perspective thing on how an evaluator of talent goes about that. But we're going to take it a step further. Ray Farmer is on the set with us here in Mobile and is going to give us a little bit of his time. First of all, Ray, welcome.
It's good to be here.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
So let's talk about this very thing. You were a player in this league. You were a linebacker in the NFL. You've played in a couple of these All-Star games, not this particular one, but you've played in them in your time. And now as an evaluator of talent, what is the value of watching the Senior Bowl, watching these practices? What can you and hope to get out of this?
I think the biggest thing is really the competition. You get to see these players for the first time in a large respect going against other players that you consider top-tier talent. So very rarely do you get to see a young man go against another really good player. Even when SC plays Arizona State or whoever another good opponent may be, very rarely do you get that matchup. So getting a chance to watch these young men go after it every single day in practice, one-on-one drills, and really get to kind of break down the player independently, because the drill work as well as the game will be definitely independent pieces that we can kind of keep together.
Ray, Nathan Zagura here. Good to meet you as always.
Hey, good to meet you again.
Good to meet you again, Ray. You're down there, obviously quarterback, a big need for the Cleveland Browns. Some good prospects down there. Derek Carr, we had the opportunity to speak with earlier here on Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Very impressive off the field. Obviously, it seems very mature, very focused, intense, driven. Liked what I heard from him. What have you seen from him on the field thus far in practices and your assessment of Derek Carr?
I think that Derek Carr's assessment right now is he had a really good day one. Went over and watched him practice early. The body control, the balance, the arm strength, the zip, the accuracy, all the things that I think are technically that you'd like to see from a player were all there. Again, the emotional side of kind of what he's doing, you can see that he took charge. You can see that he wanted to work with the ones. He wanted to lead his team through drills. When he did make a bad throw, he came back and repeated those things. So some of the little things that you like to see from a guy, the desire for perfection was there. And so watching a young man closely, I think it's always good to truly try to identify, is he leading this group? Is he making a difference when he's in there? And then not only that, is he supportive? When guys make plays, does he reward guys for making those catches? And I think you saw a lot of those things from him in day one.
Now, you're here, of course, representing the Browns organization. Mike Lombardi, the general manager of the Browns, not here. Joe Banner, the CEO, not here. But explain the strategy behind that, because I know those two gentlemen are also involved in something very important, and that is the search for a head coach of the Browns. Is that part of why they're still up north and you're down here?
That is a large part of why they're up north and I'm down here, is that not that they, you know, I think you got to maintain the ability to, one, search for the coach as well as cover the pieces of the puzzle that you have to have done. So I'm here in Mobile trying to find players. They're in Berea trying to find a coach. So as we kind of work through the circumstance, it's not ideal. I guess from that perspective, you'd like to have all parties on hand and in one position. But nonetheless, I do think that it's productive as we can continue to maintain contact with each other through all the technical aspects, whether it be email, cell phones, et cetera.
Ray, you hear a lot about the Senior Bowl week and the importance it is for the draft. Just walk us through from the perspective of a personnel department. You've gone through all the game tape of the season, even past seasons, et cetera, getting to here. How much can what you see in this 1 week impact someone's stock on your board, for example? Can you really have a meteoric rise, as we heard last year, about people like Lane Johnson at the Senior Bowl, or a big fall based on 1 week, or is it just kind of another piece of the overall equation?
I tend to look at it as one piece of the overall equation. I think if you put too much stock in any one piece of the puzzle, is when you'll make errors. You'll get the answer to the test wrong. There are things to appreciate. I mean, if you haven't seen a kid up close and live and personal, when you get to the Senior Bowl, it gives you an opportunity to demonstrate, for him to demonstrate his athleticism. I referred to this yesterday. I was talking to Dustin, the notion of a young man's ability to carry his pads. It's one thing when you watch a game live on TV and you see a kid running around, you can't really judge his speed, you can't really judge his quickness, because the camera, it changes. It you know, the right camera angle, the right circumstance, you may think this guy's faster or slower than he actually is. But when you see a guy live, you get to watch him practice, you get to watch him in drills, he'll demonstrate exactly what his talent level is. So putting your eyes on him in those circumstances, I think, is critical. But, again, it's still a piece of the puzzle. You don't want to weigh it too heavily or too negatively for or against a young man. But I do think it's a piece of what we got to consider.
Ray Farmer, the assistant general manager of the Cleveland Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ray, so much of the personnel focus is on the quarterback position for this team, obviously, with the draft choices you have, those two in the first round, and a lot of speculation, assumption, presumption that that's the position you're going to hit there. Do you scout this game and go about the whole scouting process with more emphasis there, or can you sort of look at all positions the same way and understand, though, that, hey, quarterback's still going to be important? Does it affect the way you kind of look at talent?
It doesn't affect how you look at talent. I think you got to set the board and you got to identify the talent based upon who the best players are. You never want to lose sight of who the best players are. Inevitably, it's not the object to find a quarterback, because it's not a singular sport. It's to find the best 53 men to make up your football team. Regardless of what team you look at, I think the reality is, you know, we've contended all along from Joe, Mike, myself, and ownership here, that we want a championship-level quarterback. That's one of the things that's on the board. But we also want to make sure that we're dominant in both lines. We want to build a rock-solid football team that's built and conducive to winning in a long-term scenario and not just short-term. That being stated, it's really about getting the board right. It's about listing them one through however many number we end up having. We'll say 200 for argument's sake, and it won't be that many. But one through whatever the number is, and you want to make sure those guys are in the right order. Now, we'll throw out an example. If Jadeveon Clowney, since everybody seems to know that name, is better than this player, do you skip what you know to be a really good player for a guy that you think is going to be a good player? Potentially, but I think that you don't want to lose sight of the quality of player that you're at. If a guy's in a different classification, if you will, you never want to drop classifications just to take a player at a position of quote-unquote need.
And a lot of the talk about this draft, in addition to the quarterbacks at the top, we heard the names Bortles, Bridgewater, Manziel, some deep guys, some late risers. We know Jimmy Garoppolo did a very good job at the Shrine Game, now at the Senior Bowl from Eastern Illinois. What has been your take on what you've seen from that young man?
He's been impressive so far. I think that everybody that's here is working hard. You're getting a chance to see their talents really shine. And, again, it's interesting when you see a quarterback, specifically because he's never worked with the receivers that he's working with. So the timing can be a little bit off. The routes can be a little bit inconsistent. So there are throws and there are situations where you're like, wow, what was that? But nevertheless, you do get to see a young man demonstrate his talents. And so watching Jimmy, as well as Taj Boyd, as well as Logan Thomas, there's been guys that have demonstrated they have pieces to the puzzle. The question is, how many pieces do they have, and is their game complete enough to really be a championship-level quarterback that we're looking for?
Ray Farmer, our guest here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ray, about 100 underclassmen are coming into this draft, and one of the things I want you to explain is how you're getting an orientation about the information on these guys here, I believe, right, while you're here at the Combine, you and the personnel people from around the NFL. And two, how difficult does it make the whole process? Because these, by and large, are not kids you've been charting all season long. You are focusing on the draft-eligible players, and those would be the seniors for the most part, and you even hesitate, if I understand, when you're visiting a college, it's bad etiquette to bring up the juniors, because college coaches don't really like to hear that from NFL teams. They don't want to lose those guys. So tell me about the challenges where you've got limited information on their playing ability, or you're scrambling to get that, and on their character background.
I think that, you know, you're right. There is the notion that you shouldn't even mention a junior when you're on a college campus, in large part because really they're trying to encourage these young men to stay in school as long as possible. As you can see, that number continues to grow, and it's not exponentially, but it seems like it at times when you go from 75 to 102 or whatever the exact numbers were this past year moving forward. But those changes, it makes it difficult on the scouting staff because, again, Now you have to go back. You have to grade now another 100 players, do another 100 character search backgrounds to find out who these players are, what's their core makeup, what's their ability to reach their ceiling and their talent level. Again, one of the things that we talk about a lot in scouting is that, again, my mom watched me play a lot of football, so she knows some of the game. She can tell you the really good players. She can tell you that Jadeveon Clowney flashes and makes plays. She can tell you that she likes Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. She can't tell you who's playing well on the offensive line and some of the nuances and intricacies of the game. But, again, whatever that guy's talent level is, the really high ones are easy to spot. But it's the guy that has something extra that makes him be able to reach his talent level that you really got to find. And that's really comes in the guy's character and his background. So that piece of the puzzle is critical, specifically when you got to go to a school and you can't ask the questions about a junior. But then now, in a large part, a lot of these juniors are guys that people are going to consider some of the better players in the draft. So they're going to push some of the seniors back, and it's not a fail-safe, but it basically makes the draft that much more difficult when you have to plug and play a lot of guys that you don't have complete information on.
And it also becomes, you know, when you're getting that limited information, you almost have to take guys and look at for certain characteristics and traits in them that really allow you to separate them. So one of the things we wanted to try to do is at least get in mind, and obviously don't give away all the secrets here. We wouldn't want you to do that because we want this to be the best draft possible. But
or just keep it between us.
For example, looking at the quarterback position, are there certain things that in Ray Farmer's mind matter more, whether it be ball placement, whether it be leadership, the intangible, decisiveness, ability to go through progressions, or is it a combination of everything? But if there was one thing, is there anything that really stands out to you that you look for as that intricacy, that nuance, that detail you were talking about with, say, an offensive lineman that translates to the quarterback position as you see it?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect answer.
I'm just giving you grief. Yes, there are nuances and little things that you really need to pay attention to. I will tell you this, and this, I guess when for the average fan, and I don't know how that it's really hard to qualify when you just watch games on TV, but one of the things that I think is critical is the ability to process information. How quickly can a guy get a subset of information, run through a variable scenarios, and then make a decision? That point right there, I think, is what really separates the guys that are the elites in this at that position and guys that just kind of play the position, is the ability to process that information. So, you know, there's ways to get to that answer. There's ways to test that young man. There's ways and circumstances that you can put him in that then will demonstrate his ability to move forward and potentially lead your team to in the direction you want to go.
Ray Farmer is our guest. He's the assistant general manager of the Cleveland Browns. Ray, just one more here. As you move forward with the Senior Bowl, next stop will be what? Give us a little bit of an itinerary from a personnel standpoint. And as you build this puzzle, you know, how does the process change or the grading process or what, you know, what different phases are you entering into in the scouting season here?
In the scouting season, I think the phases are all pretty consistent and standard around the league. We're a little bit different. So without giving away anything, I will say that we're going to continue to move forward. Once football ends, I think that's when you really want to kind of focus on what's behind you. So now you have all the tape work that you can kind of concentrate on, and you can start to, I'll say, solidify your football evaluations. Once you get those football evaluations solidified, then you move into a second phase, which will be really testing for the young man's athleticism. That athleticism can present a different grade that then it can't really knock a guy up or down a level, but it can give you some clarity as to what you really think or what you really saw on tape, and does his athleticism then translate to what, quote-unquote, should be the right type of guy to play his position at the NFL level. So then combines and then pro days will help identify more of that, as well as you can continue to delve through the intellectual capacity of a young man. So, again, his talent will take him so far. His character will either let him achieve his talent level, or it'll be one of the reasons, one of the core reasons why he fails. So working through that character research, continue to evaluate the physical aspects will be the next steps for us as we put a complete profile together on our player before we make our selections in May.
Okay. And speaking of that complete profile, we hear a lot about the interviews at the combines, et cetera. How big of a piece is that actually to the final decision-making process?
I think that, again, it's a piece of the puzzle. I don't think any one piece outweighs the other. I think you've got to keep them all in context. It's the first time a young man's going to be surrounded by potentially the head coach, the general manager, his position coach, the defense coordinator, offense coordinator, whomever. There's a variety of people that are in those rooms. There's a variety of questions that are going to be asked. There's going to be questions that delve into his personal life. There's going to be questions that delve into his football capabilities. There's going to be questions that delve into his work ethic. All of those pieces then got to come full circle and forward for you to understand who the player is. When you work through those circumstances, it gives you a chance to really figure out, can this player achieve? Can he go further than kind of what you see? There's a natural competitiveness that these young men have, and trying to identify and quantify that is a critical piece as well. And you can see that when guys get into these interviews, they will have been coached by agents. They will have been coached by people trying to help them put their best foot forward. But seeing through that and getting to the core of the player is really the crux of those interviews. And sometimes you do, sometimes you don't break through with a young man. But even beyond that, there's 30 visits, there's individual visits, there's visits after pro days, there's personal workouts. There's a lot of opportunity and time for us to really delve through and build the right profile. It's those profiles that will lead us to putting our board together the right way and helping the Cleveland Browns move forward.
Great stuff. Really, really appreciate you taking the time to join us, Ray.
I appreciate it. It was fun. Just let everybody in Cleveland know we are down here working. The Senior Bowl is a piece of the puzzle, and don't get too high, don't get too low. It's all a process, one step at a time. This is just another step. The combine will be another. Pro days and 30 visits will be another. Individual private workouts will be another. And eventually, we'll have the board put together, we'll make the right selections, and the Cleveland Browns will move forward.
That's well put.
Yes.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
You so much, Ray. Pleasure to meet you again.
Thank you. Hey, wonderful meeting you as well, Nathan.
That's Nathan Zagura. You've met him, right?
I don't know if I've ever met him, but I look forward to meeting him.
When we get back to Berea over lunch, maybe I'll introduce you about 16, 17 times.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Ray Farmer right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up. Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com will join us in our second hour. You're going to hear from Gerard Cherry as well. Again, we want to hear from you. We know some of you have been on the line looking to call and talk with us, and we will get to you. But thank you for, hey, you know we're giving you great content. You've heard from Derek Carr, the quarterback from Fresno State, and you just heard from Ray Farmer, the assistant general manager of the Cleveland Browns. Vic Carucci down here in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl. Nathan Zagura back up in Northeast Ohio. He's freezing. I'm warmer, although it's a little chillier down here, I got to say. It's today. They've been complaining about the cold today.
All right. Well, talk to me when it's a single digit.
Exactly. No, dude, I'm laughing at it. It's cold. What are you talking cold? It's Alabama cold, right. Cold is cold, I guess, for people. Much more Jason Gibbs producing today. Much more ahead on CBD.